Consultants Tanya Duffy and Tom Bateman presented Tangemar Council with a colorful new logo and brand identity for the municipality on Tuesday at Town Hall.
The new Tangemar logo is a simple, clean, and modern crest comprised of several parts coming together to form the complete symbol. Each element showcases the natural beauty, history, and complexity of the region. The new brand does not seek to replace the identities of the communities that combine to make Tangemar, but rather to leverage the natural surroundings identified by the residents that make Tangemar a wonderful place to live, work, and visit.
Duffy walked council through the various elements of the logo, explaining the meaning behind each.
So we have heard from a lot of people about the sunrises and the sunsets in Tangemar. It was something that came up again and again, that the sunsets and sunrises are unlike anywhere else. So we wanted to make sure the sun was included. So we have a sunrise in the corner. We have a shape that represents the clear blue skies. In the corner, we have the eight-pointed Mi'kmaq star to represent Fort Folly First Nation, on an orange color, and that was a special request. We have reed grass and marshes, and then a shape that represents the green spaces green spaces, agriculture, and Acadian dike system, as well as the bottom wave for the tidal areas and waterways. And all of these shapes kind of have these negative spaces going together in between them that loosely are inspired by the Tangemar dike system as well.
In addition to presenting the logo, Duffy showed a number of possible iterations of it, from street signage to tote bags to truck decals, even how it could appear on the side of Town Hall. She also showed the ways the logo could feature different community names from within the newly amalgamated municipality. The early reviews from council were resoundingly positive. Here's some of what councillors had to say.
I really liked the different way, the options you gave, like for British settlement, Rockport, Wood Point, with this amalgamation. It really feels more inclusive to have all those that you could have products with their names on it. So it makes us feel like we're included in and not lost. So really like that aspect in your design.
At first, I really didn't know what to think of the logo. I'm like, do I like it? Do I not like it? But the more that I look at it, it's perfect. It's just what we need for our area. And, you didn't really focus on one specific part of, like, Tangemar, just, like, base it on Sackville. You kind of incorporated everything, which I think should bring everybody together.
Whether you live in Rockport or Dorchester or Point of Butte or Midgick or Sackville, I think that logo is where you live, which is really neat. I sort of thought it would be like divided up by areas, but I love how cohesive it is. But it's still each of us all together. And I like that it's simple enough. Early childhood educator here, children can draw it. It can be meaningful for children, and it's not too complicated. It's simple, but it's not simplistic. So, yeah.
The picture of the truck looked awesome. I think that would be great. But as Councillor Gauguin said, too, as we saw each, like, more iterations of the logo and how it would be presented within the community in different aspects, it made it even more, real and important. I thought it was just excellent.
That's Mayor Andrew Black, and before him, Councillors Josh Gauguin, Allison Butcher, and Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell. After the meeting, CHMA caught up with Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller to see how she felt about the reception.
I just wanted to find out, you must be relieved, I guess. Yahoo! With how that went.
is my reaction. I'm really pleased with how the presentation went today. As we said, we've been working on this since March, and we were thinking about it in January, in December of 2022. So it's really been a long journey, but I'm really happy with the final result. I'm glad that council seems to be happy with the final result. I'm hoping the community's excited once they see it. I've got a bunch of social media posts ready to go so we can get it out there and people can see it. It was really a community effort. It was great to have so many people engaged in the process. The community really helped create this, so I hope that they see their feedback reflected in the new logo and brand.
Now, what will be the first, you mentioned social media. Apart from social media, what will be the first sort of physical evidence that we see of this logo out in the world?
Sure. So obviously the virtual is the easiest to do. I'm hoping to get to that today. So hit all our social media platforms. Another easy fix would be, electronic stationery and our signatures on our email. It'll be kind of, a staggered or strategic approach to rolling it out. But, decals on our municipal fleet would be easy. Hopefully get that done soon. I'd like to see it reflected in some signage on buildings and get some of the... They did, as you see in the presentation, they did some great kind of picture blocking within the logo, which I think would be great to get out in the community. And once the new year hits, we'll start planning some of our... printed materials like the visitor guide. The work starts for that really early, so we can start incorporating in some of those as well.
And how much we have a new communications person on staff here in the town, and how much of the work of all that incorporating all that design, how much of it happens in-house?
So most of the design will be kind of given to us. So as part of the RFP, we requested templates for social media. So they'll be creating a lot of those templates. So, for example, we have a road closure going on right now in front of Town Hall. So we will have that type of road closure template, water notice, community events, council meeting. They'll be giving us that, so that's easy to go. As mentioned in the presentation, we'll be getting a brand guideline document. So if we're working with a different designer, we can show them. They can pull from some of those templates and models. They give us information on like the Pantone colors, the types of fonts, so that other designers and contractors that we work with can use remain consistent with the brand guidelines.
Now, I know some of the cost for this project was requested to be covered by the province. Can you update us on what the status of that is?
Unfortunately, there's no update to share on that. We're hoping that as the fiscal year in March comes up, we might get some more information on that. We have requested $50,000 to help with the cost of the branding exercise.
And you're also, I guess, hoping that there might be more money from the province for replacing the sign on the front of the building and decals for trucks, et cetera, et cetera? Because that is all going to cost a pretty penny, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we always hope for funding. There is a lot of cost with local governance reform and kind of rolling out these new entities. So definitely hoping for support from the province for that, and we've made that request. We did identify signage in our capital budget because, that's a very visual indicator for this new community. So we have allocated some of our own budget for that, but, we always hope for additional funding.
That's Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller speaking to reporters on Tuesday. The branding project, including pub consultations, cost the municipality about $60,000, not including HST.